Well, there are an army of thieves. They've got everything they need. But what about us? What about us? There's lies in the seat, so hard to believe. But what about us? 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 Because it's time after time, we're stuck behind a line. What about us? What about us? And they won't admit defeat when it pours into the street. So what about us?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and that right there goes back 6 or 7 or so years ago, and it's the Handsome Furs with the song What About Us from the record Sound Capital. What can I tell you about those guys? Well, they're going to be on tour. Not sorry, Handsome Furs is broken up. Yes, they are a single entity. It's funny, and I say it like that, and I have to check myself because I guess writers have done the same thing too. Whenever you talk about a band and they end with and the name ends with an S, like for example, the Rolling Stones, that is singular. Are you with me so far? So often when I say like the Rolling Stones are awesome, technically the Rolling Stones is awesome. Are you? Yeah, you get that? All right. It always messes me up. It doesn't sound right, but I guess when you write about that kind of stuff, you need to know the difference between singular and plural. Anyways, let's continue. So the Handsome Furs have since broken up, and I think they called it a day, oh, I don't know, around like 2014 or something like that. And they used to be a duo, okay? So it was like Dan Buechner, so most notably from Wolf Parade, Dan Buechner, as well as his wife, who's now his ex-wife. So that's Alexei Perry. And not Handsome Furs. So those guys are no longer. But Wolf Parade are now back together. So Wolf Parade are a thing. Is a thing. And they are on tour actually coming up this summer. I did recently see them, however, I don't know, a few months ago at the Commodore, and it was a good show. And Wolf Parade, they had been on hiatus for a fairly long time. And they're going to be on tour. This is going to be a good show, a good tour. It's going to be Handsome Furs. Sorry, God, I keep saying that. Sorry. Wolf Parade, Japan Droids, and the next band I'm going to play, which is Adrian Teacher and the Subs. So Adrian Teacher and the Subs used to be, well, it's Adrian, he goes by Teacher because he's actually a teacher. He is an elementary school teacher. And I've had some conversations with him about town because I'm also a teacher and he works for the Vancouver School Board, as do I. And he was the lead singer for Apollo Ghosts. That was a band that was pretty big about 8 years ago or so. Those guys are going on tour, as I mentioned, with the other two bands. So that's going to be a crazy awesome tour. And I saw they're going all over the States, it looks like. And it looks like you cannot miss that. Okay, like, so Adrian Teacher and the Subs, they have a few albums out. At least a couple of releases. If a few releases, check out their Bandcamp site if you're interested. I'm going to play us the song I Feel the Same. Now, this is off their record entitled Terminal City. And it's interesting because if you're not from Vancouver or if you're younger, you may not remember Terminal City. But I do. I very much do. And Terminal City was a, you know, like a sort of very indie local entertainment rag, and you know, free and get around town, and it was super super sort of DIY, if you will, but really well done. And Terminal City used to put on a show every year, I think in conjunction with CITR, as a matter of fact, in Victory Square, and my band played actually, I think, the first or second year, the Victory Square Block Party. And it was sponsored by, again, Terminal City. And their offices were just almost adjacent to Victory Square, which is in the downtown east side. And anyways, Adrian Teacher's record, this record here, as I mentioned, it was released 2 years ago. It's called Terminal City. It has a lot of songs that reference Vancouver history in terms of like the scene, the music scene. Like we've got Emily Carr Punk's. There's a song called Victory Square. What else? Weird at Shows. Yeah. Anyways. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to play us some Adrian Teacher and the Subs. And then we will continue to listen to some mostly Canadian music. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8. And I think that's all I have to tell you. I think. But I have a good show. It's going to be good. It's not going to be all Canadian music. You know, my typical scattering in of other countries' music, if you will. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking. Here we are. This is Adrian Teacher in the Subs with the song. What's it called again here? I should have this ready. Yeah, it's called I Feel the Same on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f*** dip***. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose.
There's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder, peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still, it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me, it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me, she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B. That right there was Mode Modern. Those guys, co-ed band out of Vancouver, who I don't think are around anymore, but that record, Strange Bruises, was released about 5 or 6 years ago, and we heard the song The Open Air, and who can I tell you was in that band? You had, let's see, I'm looking at them right now. Who do you have? I'm trying to remember their names. It doesn't matter. All right. Anyways, so that's Mode Modern. Before that, we heard Corner Boys. Corner Boys is another Vancouver band. We heard the song Be Seeing You from their record. It's actually a 7-inch called Just Don't Care. Now, Corner Boys definitely has Joel in it and Patrick and a guy named Wade. So they are a 3-piece. Joel and Patrick. Patrick actually being the guy that is half owner, if you will, of Hosehead Records, originally out of Toronto. He is. The label still is out of Toronto, so he lives in Vancouver. And Joel was most notably from the band Nervous Talk. All right, that's Corner Boys. Those guys are good. And then we heard Ghetto Boys. Yeah, I kicked it back to, 91? Out of Houston, those guys, Ghetto Boys, with their classic, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. That song, I like it for its honesty. I like it for its exposing, like, all of our weaknesses. Not all of us necessarily talk about committing suicide, but I'm saying the darkness that they, you know, portray in the song is quite real. It's real. And there you go. All right. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. And let's see what's going on with the weather. So it is, Wednesday today. And it's actually sunny. It's shockingly sunny. Like, wow. And I say that because I feel like I have just been rained upon completely. Personally, I feel like the universe is conspiring against me because, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and so many Tigers games have been just rained out, just consistently, like a string of games of just not playing. And I've been so excited about baseball season that I get home from work and I'm like, all right, get my MLB TV going. And I'm like, what? Wait a second. Or I see a tweet. It's like, oh, today's game has been postponed due to inclement weather. I'm like, no. So then you got all that, which is a bummer to begin with. And then I play baseball myself. And last weekend was supposed to be our opening weekend of the East Fan Baseball League. And the weather was not predicted to do so well. And I was supposed to play on Saturday. So either, yeah, I think everybody was playing Saturday, maybe Sunday, some teams, I'm not sure. And there's 10 teams. I'm on the Stevedores, Strathcona Stevedores. And then they called it on like a day and a half in advance. And I was thinking, I don't know about that, man. Like, why would you do that? Don't call it. Don't. So they did. And of course, the weather was fine. It was decent. It wasn't perfect, but it was playable. And so both days gone. Not happening. No baseball last weekend. So, and I was so pumped because I didn't have my kids. I was like, my whole weekend, I cleared it. And it was like, I'm playing ball. And I was so stoked. And nope, I didn't play ball. So there we go. Whatever. So it's sunny. And it looks like my team is playing this Saturday. So baseball will be on. So that's something. All right. Oh, yeah. I should tell you what the weather's like. That's where I went on. I went on a rant. But I'm back. Let's see. Today is what? Wednesday. So, okay. Tomorrow is Thursday and it's, oh, look at that. Mainly sunny with a high of 14 degrees Celsius. Yes. Okay. Friday, it says cloudy showers, high of 12, but here we go. Saturday and Sunday, highs of 11 and 12. And, it looks like it's going to be sunny. Yay. So there we go. I'm playing ball at 5 o'clock on Saturday. So come check me out. Come check me and my team, the Stevedores, out at, Sunrise Park. That's where all the action is at. There should be a whole whack of games that day. So if you like baseball, if you like, you know, sort of the Vancouver, like, music scenesters and all that kind of, you know, happening, come on down, because I'm sure there'll be some beverages and some, maybe some hot dogs. I don't know. They seem to, you know, do things up opening weekend. So it should be okay. All right. So let's listen to some more music, shall we? Yeah. Now my show's theme is Canadian music. And sometimes I don't always play it Canadian music. I play music, but, so let's, go to the States. Let's go down to Ohio. I don't know if they're still in Ohio, Dayton. That would be, the Breeders, the Deal Sisters. And, let's listen to this new song of theirs. They have a new album out. It's crazy. It's called All Nerve, and it's on 4AD. And why does that sound significant? Well, it's because the Pixies were also on 4AD. And, of course, Kim being former member of the Pixies. So let's give this a whirl. This is the Breeders. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Madrid. In my nose. Black lung. In my hand. West Spike of Virginia.
Give it up for Cadence Weapon.
We're still in the motion right here with the Black Experience in sound. And let it be known right now, E-Town, the first lady in my life, brought forth the magic and the continuation of T-E-D-D-Y. On the junior side, that's right. If I don't get you, my son will.
Wagwan, thank you so much for coming, folks. The song's called Own This. Yeah. Yeah.
All to the beat, though. 1, 2, 1, through, like I want to lead 3, 4. All from a people working in the back, waiting for the bus at the depot. Sipping on Vino, Pino, Grease, so staying low key, that's a we roll. Tougher than Debo on the block, hotter than Beast Puerto Rico. One life to live like SIBO, wanna stay dipped in Moschino. Might see a nigga on Vivo, might hit a G flow on, rinse FF getting reloads. Rock for the Cino, speak like a Kino, know I got queens in the East Coast. Freaks in the West, freak them dressed, walk dirty, but I always rock clean clothes. Living off rap, whole team giving me dap like I just shot a free throw. So much cash, I'm a grip like a living BMO. Got a young nigga go beast mode. Old school like Game Genie, winning with a shit, but I didn't use the cheat code. Old ass running from the repo, man, damn, just K G told. All those comments, delete those. Don't give a fuck what you speak, bro. Don't give a fuck what you tweet, bro. Not really rushing to see, I got stuff to complete, so hold up. Got so much, don't won't fold up. Here with my team, no one control us. No one can mold us or hold us or scold us. Shine like we coded and goalless. You know what? Yeah, I own this. And like always, you know I got my own shit. Got my own team, man, we write our own hits. Need my own AP on my own wrist. Trying to raise my salary, give my family what they need. No time to sleep, I ain't out here counting sheep.
be coming slow, trying to bring it up to speed. I'ma be my own man. Y'all niggas know my nickname like Birdman knows Rich Gang. I'm making the funk like Rick James. You're faking the funk like Chris Gaines. Big and black like Bing Rames. An Olympic state like Tim Raines. MJ rock thin chains. Got six rings, ain't shit changed. Give a fuck what your list say. I be the shit in this game. Cause I spit flames. I've been strange. Got sick range. I sing rap and I mix things. Let me explain. Young nigga working, got shit to gain. No bigger purpose, just switch frame. Trying to get the fame. Trying to get the fame. I'm with this dame on Biscayne. On a layover, won't stay sober. It ain't snowing. Lay low, better lay lower. It ain't over. Put you on ice like Kim Cobra. I'm a King Cobra. Arms my back, got big shoulders. I'll give you something to flip over. I'm a real soldier. Yeah, I own this. And like always, you know I'm on my own shit. Got my own team and we write our own hits. Need my own AP. Trying to raise my salary. Give my family what they need. No time to sleep. I ain't out here counting sheep. Money coming slow, trying to bring it up to speed. I'ma be my own man, won't let nobody own me. Yeah, raise my salary, give my family what they need. No time to sleep, I ain't out here counting sheep. Money coming slow, trying to bring it up to speed. I'ma be my own man, won't let nobody own me. Nah. Emancipated. And damn, they hate it. Cause I got here all on my own feet. I won't let nobody own me. I got here all on my own feet. I won't let nobody own me.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
See, you weren't listening to your music. No, like, let me put it this way. From putting out the album 2012 to now, I've got maybe over 100 times. So I couldn't put out a few albums. But, just like albums.
You brush your teeth and found your calling and followed Mother Swamp. There was no air but to be clear. Darkness was all you wanted. And now just float into the surface, hoping to find some kind of light.
Every crease in this map. And you wanna
CITR, it's where you're at. My name is Anita B. Oops, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, okay. yeah, that right there is new Superchunk. You know, you cannot stop those guys. They're so amazing. I just saw them, I don't know, like a couple of months ago maybe, or less than that. And it was a really crazy good show. I saw them at the Rickshaw here in Vancouver, and they exceeded all expectations. Like, I've always liked Superchunk. I mean, yeah, like since the sort of the beginning, way back when. And those guys are, of course, out of Chapel Hill. Those guys are the Merge people. Yeah, you know, Merge, the record label Merge. And I'd seen them like once or twice way back in the day. And I thought they were awesome back then. And I was so shocked at how good they were. Every song, like the new songs, are like crazy, amazingly like solid. And they've got a depth to them as well. Like, not just your typical kind of like indie pop punk kind of thing. Like, they're really, again, sort of deep. I don't know how you can describe it, but there you go. Superchunk. All right. Before that, we heard something from, out of Edmonton. That would be Cadence Weapon. And that was actually a live version of his song, Own This, put out by CBC. And there you go. Before that, from their new record, we heard the title track, Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Is that right? Let me reread that. Near to the Wild Heart of Life? Okay. That's Japandroids. Those guys are local. There's only two of them, in case you didn't know. The time is 7:21. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here until 8. So keep listening. And at 8 o'clock, we will have McConan with his show, Mixed Cassette. Come on. He's here from 8 until 9 doing his thing. He's a super cool dude. I love McConan. I guess I don't have anything else to say. Except let's go on to the next song, because that's why I'm here, to play us music. So this is a crazy good song too. Okay, now this is weird. I'm playing some interesting stuff tonight, I like to think. I heard this song just recently, and it's a Tom Petty cover of Breakdown, and you'll never, I can't believe it. It's Grace Jones. And I was like when it first came on, I heard it on satellite radio, and I was like, I don't know about this, like, because Tom Petty is very sacred to me. I'm a big fan. And it was actually really, really good. And at the end of the song, the DJ told us that this song was one of Tom Petty's, like, it was his favorite cover of any of his songs. And he actually wrote an extra verse for Grace Jones to sing that you cannot hear in the regular Breakdown. So, wow, there you go. So let's take a listen to this. Whoops. Here we go. Station CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Right if you don't, 'cause I'm not afraid of you. Clouds are past. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs. That is Wild Flag. Sorry, my brain stopped thinking for a split second. I think maybe I'm in the middle of like development of an aneurysm or something. Okay, I'm going to stop saying that. Actually, I had a cousin that died of an aneurysm, so no teasing about that. No funniness, because it happens. He was 14. Fun fact. I take, you know, ironically. And it was the day of my prom, my high school prom. I woke up and it was like, oh, your cousin Mark is dead. It's like, oh, yay. Okay, I got my prom tonight. That was a little bit of a bummer. But sorry, I don't even know why I went there. But that was Wild Flag. Yeah. From the band, Wild Flag, with the song Electric Band. So that's the title track off their record released like 6.5 or so years ago. 2011 was when that record came out. I love Wild Flag. When that record came out, I was just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. So Wild Flag, is comprised of two of the Slater Kinneys. You got Carrie Brownstein and Janet Weiss. Janet Weiss is like the best drummer who's ever like existed on this planet. Love her so much. And actually, there's a theme here, as a matter of fact. Janet Weiss is one of the reasons I stopped drumming, because I was like totally taking drum lessons for, you know, a fair amount of time. And I played drums every day, practiced every day. This is maybe, like 4 or 5 years ago. It was sort of my like rock renaissance. I was like, yep, I'm going to be a drummer. And I mean, back in the day, I was in many bands. I was in a band for a very long time. Plus, I was in like a couple of other bands, is what I'm saying. And I'm a bass player. I did play the drums, though, for like one or two songs. So I was capable of playing the drums. But I decided, oh, I'm going to develop my skills. And I literally went into this project, this drumming thing, and I was like, I'm going to be Janet Weiss. That's what I'm going to do, because that's something I can do. After, I don't know, like a year of drum lessons or close to that, something like that, I was like, I'm never going to be Janet Weiss, and this is like really depressing. She's so talented. And there you go. It's interesting that I brought that story up, because Sean Mrazek is who I played prior to Wild Flag. So we heard from his record another sort. It's actually Sean Mrazek Lives. I got to fix that in my playlist here. Sean Mrazek Lives with an exclamation point, I think. Yeah. I played us two songs of his. I played Another World, and then I played something else of his. I screwed up my playlist. From his record, Thought He Was Dead. Anyways, point of that story is that Sean Mrazek was my drum teacher. It's funny, I played Wild Flag back to back with my old drum teacher's band. And he's the kindest, nicest, coolest dude ever. Anybody who lives in Vancouver knows Sean Mrazek. And if you're in the music scene, everybody's like, oh my God, he's like the nicest guy, because he is. And he's not just like nice, pushover nice. He's just like cool. And he was like the man about town if you want to go get some drum lessons. He worked at Long McQuaid. Tom Lee Music. That's where I used to go for my drum lessons. And he's now a teacher. Since that point in time, he has completed his Bachelor of Education. That's correct. I wrote him a reference letter, fun fact. So Sean Mrazek had been playing in bands for a very long time. And my old band, Clover Honey, and his old band, Notes from Underground, we used to play so many shows together. It was crazy. We were such good buddies, like our band and his band. And Notes from Underground, check them out if you can. There you go. The time is 7:40. I did play Grace Jones in there prior to that with the song Breakdown. Now, that is from her 1980 record, Warm Leatherette. And that, of course, is a Tom Petty cover. Yes, it is. So let's move on. Let's hear some new music. Yeah, this is super new. I'm going to play something from Speedy Ortiz. Now, it's also funny that I would choose to play Speedy Ortiz, because they opened for Mary Timony recently. And it wasn't actually Mary Timony. It was her other band. What are they called? Who I love. Yeah, I love them so much. Anyways, Mary Timony's other band, who I just anyways, of course I forget the name of them. What are they called now? Three-piece girl band who are killer. I saw them play with Speedy Ortiz is what I'm trying to say. So there's a total thread through all my stuff here. All right. All unintentional. Unless it was subconscious. That could be the deal too. All right. So Speedy Ortiz is a band out of, let's take a look here, Northampton, Massachusetts. I knew that. They've been around since 2011. And we're going to hear something that's so new it hasn't even been released yet. They have a new record coming out on April 27th on Car Park Records called Twerp Verse. And this is their song, Lucky 88. It's going to be their first single. So let's... Uh-oh. What have I done there? Can I try that again? Hold on. Ah, we're good. All right. So here we are. Speedy Ortiz. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Sorry. Sorry. So many words. Sam Squanch's Hideaway is what you're listening to. And I am here for another, I don't know, 18 minutes. So let's check out Speedy Ortiz.
I make a frown. I always wear it upside down. Cause life is carnage. I once was lost, but now I'm floundering.
With a lucky 88 on my door.
dad won't do it for me anymore. And the sheets are twisted round my legs and shoulders. And my thoughts are twisted too. And I'm not trying to put anything on you. But I'm sick of writing love gone wrong songs. I'm sick of even trying sometimes. But watching you from the corner of my eye. Sun coming up, coming up, coming up. On the subject of my self-abuse, I'm sure that we could talk, but what's the use? Everyone wants everyone to listen, but everyone hears only themselves. Writing love gone wrong songs, sick of my mouth too. I don't wanna hear yours, so don't listen to mine. And we'll all be just fine in the remainder of time. In the remainder of time, time. We'll be right back.
people from your block, and don't be shocked if you see your old favorite star rise. Cause everybody's
going to a go.
Oh, come on now.
Don't you wanna go?
Yeah, people, come on now.
Just like Pagliacci did, I try to keep my sadness hid, smiling in the public eye, but in my lonely room I cry the tears of a clown when there's no one around.